Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the stories that you might have missed from our community, but you really need to know about. Whether you're looking for something fun for the family, something good to eat, or if you just want to help out with a good cause, there's plenty of good news in Columbus County this week. Celebrate the Arts, North Carolina's largest student arts festival, is today from 4:30 until 9:30 p.m. at South Columbus High School. The event is a partnership between Columbus County Schools and Whiteville City Schools. It features performances and artwork from more than 1,000 students. Admission is free. Today is Thunder in the Park at the Veterans Memorial Park. Classic cars, trucks, and motorcycles will be on display. There will be food vendors, a 50-50 raffle, activities for the kids, and more. Judging is from 9 to 11 a.m. Trophies will be awarded at 2. Oh, by the way, there's no registration fee. There's no admission fee. Donations are appreciated. All proceeds benefit the Veterans Park. Go to veteransparkofamerica.com for more. Peace Fellowship Church is going to hold a Blessing of the Animals service on March 29th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. The church is located at 5847 Red Hill Road, Whiteville. All animals are welcome. Please have them on a leash or in a carrier. Contact Pastor Jerry Dalton at 843-283-7298 for more information. The Columbus Baptist Association mission team is gathering donations for the next Nicaraguan mission trip. Hard candy, coloring books, child-safe scissors, jump ropes, kitchen utensils, beach balls, and other items are needed. Call 910-642-2155 for more information or check out this story on our website. The deadline to donate is June 10th. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
The Neiman Market is open on Madison Street in downtown Wineville. The Neiman Market features all North Carolina meats and produce. From ribeyes to T-bones to New York strips, the Neiman Market has it all. All the meats at the Neiman Market are sourced from North Carolina. So for the freshest meat in town, there's only one place to go. The Neiman Market on Madison Street in Wineville. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 10 to 2. The Neiman Market, Madison Street, downtown Wineville.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner. Dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massey Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.
Welcome back, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver with the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. The 5th Annual Yakuni Fish Camp is April 11th and 12th in Buckhead, and the Waccamaw Suwan STEM Studio needs your help. Volunteers are needed for registration, fishing rod rigging, and food service. The event is open to everyone. Contact the STEM Studio via Facebook or the Waccamaw Suwan Travel Center for more. The Anchorage at Lake Waccamaw is going to hold church skate night on April 18th from 5:30 until 9:30. Cost is $15 per person, with kids 5 and under getting in free. Now check this out. The evening includes dinner, skating, axe throwing, a climbing wall, a batting cage, gator golf, and more. You can't beat that, folks. Call 910-646-4111. County Health Director Kim Smith is retiring this year after 20 years with the county. Ms. Kim has been in the forefront in the battles of reducing unwanted pregnancy, fighting mosquitoes and mosquito-borne illnesses, drug abuse, child dental health, mental health, and of course the pandemic. She's never been a loud voice, but always a strong and confident one when it comes to matters pertaining to the health needs of Columbus County. Smith was recently honored statewide as Health Director of the Year. County Commissioners thanked her for her service Monday night at their regular meeting. Now, Ms. Kim has never been one to talk down to folks in need, but she's always been a fierce advocate for the children in Columbus County, where she is a dedicated health care worker. She's also been a good steward of tax dollars. She pursues every single additional dime that can be located for the health of the people of Columbus, increasing and improving services while avoiding requests that might require a tax increase. Kim Smith has truly shown what kind of quality people we can call Columbus County home, and she continues to work hard, too hard some might say, trying to keep her beloved Columbus County healthy. She may have just been doing her job, but she's always done more than that. For her years of unsung heroism, Kim Smith is our Good Samaritan of the Week. Nakana alumni Raven Williamson is asking for submissions from anyone who has photos and pictures from Nakana School from 1952 to 1992. Copies of the pictures will be displayed in the restaurant in Nakana in June. Contact Williamson via Facebook for more information. The Wall That Heals needs volunteers. During his visit to the Veterans Memorial Park in April, Angela Norris said that 200 volunteers are needed to serve four-hour shifts around the clock, as well as helping set up and tear down the display. The wall is a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. See this story on our website for more information and to see how you can help out. Milk Before Meat and Transformation Church will host Fun Day Sunday at Nolan Park in Whiteville on March 30th. Events start at 10 a.m. with worship. There'll be kids activities, lunch, and fellowship. The church and ministry will also host a sidewalk service April 27th at 200 Columbus Corners Drive in Whiteville. That's Walmart. Worship begins at 6 p.m. for that event. See the Milk Before Meat Facebook page for more information. April 5th through the 11th is this year's National Association for the Education of Young Children, Week of the Young Child. That's a mouthful, but there's a whole lot of important stuff going on. Columbus County Partnership for Children will have its Family Fun Festival April 5th at the Columbus County Fitness Park. The free event is geared towards children ages birth to 5 years old and their families, and it's free. Remember to check back with the Good News throughout the week for updates on additional events. We never charge you for your church announcements, civic club news, birthdays and anniversaries, Good Samaritan hero stories, little kids with big fish, happy news of any kind. Now, let's face it, folks, we could all use some good news every now and again. Email thegoodnews at columbuscountynews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in downtown Wyville. We love visitors. If the blinds are open, we're open for business. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thanks for sharing the good news.